Hello, I'm Mariëtte Snyman. Welcome to Calm, Clear and Helpful, a weekly podcast series on taking good care of yourself and others, introducing you to a wide range of wellness professionals ready to inform and inspire. Today's topic is Professor Elaine Flock, Secrets of Successful Community Service. My guest is Prof. Elaine Flock, Manager, Clover Mama Africa Trust, based in Johannesburg. Welcome, Elaine.
Thank you, Mariëtte, and thank you for having me.
It's a great honor. To our listeners, after our conversation, it will be fun question time. Elaine, not only is your name synonymous with the Clover Mama Africa Project, but you have an impressive list of academic qualifications and achievements. And on top of that, you are a makeup artist, manicurist, florist, member of the South African Icing Guild, quilter, cookbook writer, and a registered counselor. And I'm sure we could go on. I'd like to know, does your zest for life have its roots in your childhood?
Yes, definitely so. I think I come from a wonderful, happy background with the most amazing mother and father. And I think from very small, we were taught to be inquisitive and to find information. We were sent to books. In those days, it was not a Google or a television, but we could go to books. And I think even in our house, we had always very lively conversations at the table. Table was one place that you didn't stay away because you will miss all the lovely things that they were talking about and all the laughter. So I think the positiveness, the fact that you try your best, that you want to do more, that you know want to know more, comes from that. And also all the support from my family with all the children, we were always encouraged to do more, to do better, and to do your best. And I think that all gave off and rub off in a way that I think I'm the forever student. I know at about 40 years old, I thought, if I one day retire, I want to be able to look back at a life that I didn't think, oh, there's something that I wanted to do. And therefore, all the challenges, starting with art, with mosaic, with all the things that you've mentioned now. So it is really that I wanted to know more. I wanted to know something of everything. And in the end, you know, I think what I've learned is when you put your mind to something, you can do it. Because whatever I do, I just enjoy it. I like it. I like quilting. I like my mosaic. And everything I think I'm really good at, because I just think it's that will to do good, that will to want to know more. I read about it. I try new things, but definitely it is from where I come from. I think I have to honor my father and my mother always and just say thank you for the wonderful opportunities that I had when I was small.
Yes, and I must say the joy that you find in doing all these things really inspires me.
Thank you, no, and I like it. I don't waste my time with anything. That's not something I want to do. So I'm very focus on, like, do what you want to do, enjoy what you do, learn more. You know, if I hear of a new technique, I want to try it. So that inquisitiveness, I think it's very strong instilled in me, and I just like it. I live my life to the fullest. You know, like, I have my motorbikes. I love to go on motorbike drives, and I think I can take on a challenge. I don't want to sit on a little stoopy one day and think, oh, you see, if only I did it. I wanted to say I did it my way and I really did it and I like to do it. It's for me, it is like a verse in the Bible that says, you know, you have to look after your body and your soul and what. To me, it's all the way I do it. I show my appreciation with everything and I just love what I do. So I can't complain.
Now, Elaine, congratulations on the Women of Stature Lifetime Achievement Award for Community Service, which you received in April this year. And I was wondering if you could tell us more about the award.
Okay, this award is for a person that really put a lifetime to social work And I think that is what I have achieved with Clover Mama Africa. Mama Africa is the oldest social responsibility project in South Africa. It is 11 October. We will be 23 years old. So we are almost going for 24 years. And it is also the most awarded social responsibility project with recognition in South Africa, but I have already received 4 awards from overseas. And it's all about giving women in rural areas an opportunity that they can work. And that is what it is all about. I think it's about honoring the fact that there was a person that does it. I think there are other more or even also worthy people, but I was the fortunate one to receive this. And through this project, I'm taking care of more than 12,500 children every day, feeding them, and also more than 2,500 elderly people. So I think that is what they looked at. I mean, 380 to 400 people receive a monthly salary. That is not Clover who are paying them. That is through the work that the Mama Africas are doing. They employ these people and they do the payment for these people. So I think they've taken all those effects into account and then decided that I'm the worthy winner. And I'm just grateful. For me, it's like the cherry on the cake of all the hard work that I've done over the years. You know, it is lovely if outside people see what you can do and what you have done. I think my company appreciates what I'm doing. There's not that awards here on our side, but I did receive the Supernova Award a few years ago. But to receive something from the outside world where people also notice what you are doing and what you have done, that makes it very special. So I am just very humbled that I was the receiver of this award, and I'm very grateful that I was alive and that I could still tell the story that I have received this reward. And to me, although I've received many awards, I think for Mama Africa, since the inception almost, I received 22 awards at this point in South Africa and 4 from overseas. So it's lovely to receive the rewards. But for me, it is about what have I done. I don't work to receive the award. If I get that, I'm grateful. But I'm very focused on what difference am I making? And I must make a difference. And because the need is so big, therefore I want to help. And that is important to me. So it's lovely to receive the award, but in the end, there's work to be done. And I need to do the work. Thank you.
Yes. This leads me to my next question. The selfless way in which you serve the community must be rooted in strong values. What are your core values?
I think the whole thing for me is integrity, to be true to myself. You have to be very honest. You must be a very hard worker. You must be dedicated and committed. And I think those are things that were very strongly instilled in my life. So if you're not honest in you know the things that you receive, in the things what you are doing, in what you are saying, if you can't live up to the promise that you are making to people, it will surely show. And to me, with these women looking up to me, it is very important. I am the example. I think they aspire to be like sort of a prof in what prof are doing. They trust me for I will make a difference. And that is important to me. And I think that is all coming from my background and from where I come from and from my family. And I think most important of all is I believe. I am a Christian and I believe. I believe I couldn't do this if it was not for the help of someone higher that's taking my hand every day, helping me to look to the left, to the right. I mean, how many times I'm in all these rural areas, you know, I've been hijacked, I've been hurt. I've been, before I go to do a presentation, they broke my windows, they tried to steal my bag, they tried to grab my jewelry. I will get to a place full of bloodstains, glasses inside my leg, wherever. And I can still do a presentation and then get money towards the end. And I think that is a higher hand that's taking care of me. I've ended up in hospital on how many occasions, things that have bitten me whilst I was looking at prospective Clover Mama Africas. And those are the things that no one knows. But that is what is going on if you are, you know, in this work. I think you just have to do it. For me, it's like everything is just do it. there's no problem. It's a challenge. I need to go to do it. And those people won't deter me from what I'm doing. I have my focus is I am going to help people, and that's what I want. And so all is rooted in where I come from, how I was brought up, what I believe. And I think really my strong belief and my religion is at the basis of what I can do, and that's made me the person who I am.
Yeah, that's very clear. Elaine, what is your view of the role women play and should play in society?
Okay, I am a strong believer in the power of a woman. I think women are so versatile. They can do many things at one time. And I believe if I would have started this work more than 20 years ago, I think we would have been in a much better position. If I could have a Mama Africa in each and every community, what a wonderful thing it would have been, what I would have been able to do. But at least you can't sit and say, okay, you know, why didn't you do it? I know that's what I think at the back of my mind. But whilst I'm busy now, I am focused on do something. Don't forget what was the past. You couldn't, I mean, there's many things that all of us would have loved to change. But this is where I am now, and now I must try and make a difference. And I believe in women. Women are the strong, they are the backbone. They are, if I look at my Mama Africa's, like me, they are versatile. They can focus on many things at one go. And that is what making women so special. So women are really that whole saying of what is a house without a mother, it is so true. Really, without a mother, I think you are missing out on so much. So my Mama Africa's are the women, the strong women. They are the leaders in their communities, and they are doing so well. People look up to them. People know that they are the people who will make a difference. Like I am helping them, they are helping their whole community. So I'm really believing in the power of women, and I am grateful for women who are getting a chance to show the steel. Unfortunately, we don't always see that all of them are doing so great, but to me is I focus on those who are making a change, and therefore I'm grateful, and I am grateful that I am a woman. Since I started working, I think it's all also come from my background that my mother used to say to me, in your work, you must never hide behind the fact that you are a woman. And I always say I was person X. Don't look at me as a woman. See me as person X who can do a job. I am a person X. I'm doing my job. I will never say I couldn't do it because I have now a personal problem, or my husband hit me, or I'm menstruating, or whatsoever. I never use any of those excuses. I will also never do it as long as I live. I am here to do a job, and like the fellow person, whether he's a male or a female, I am here to do a job the best I can. You have to be proud, and I want to be proud especially of what I'm doing and the end result of whatever I'm doing. So maybe it's a bit of a different, what do you call it, slant, but I am sure that as long as I am doing my work, don't look at me as shame she couldn't do it or she can't receive something because she is a woman. That will be very unfortunate, but I am like, I want to do my work. And at this stage of my life, I don't need anything but just do my work. You don't need to pay me. You don't need to give me something. I find so much joy of being able to see what changes I can make in a community and what changes I bring to a woman's personality and to the things that she can do, the skills I'm giving her, that is my ultimate gift and payment. I don't need anything else. I hope that answered the questions for
you. It does. Thank you. What are the challenges linked to a project of this nature?
Okay. I think firstly is you need to be available 24 hours a day and every day of the week. People always think that you need a lot of money. But I am from the opinion that if you work hard, you can do anything, and good things comes to those who are working hard. I can see it with my Mama Africa's. Let me just mention to you, one of my Mama Africa's recently got a 51% in a company, an overseas company, who is now investing in South Africa. and they are putting security systems into trucks. And this person has, the owner of this business, have different businesses overseas. And he has met my Mama Africa on a few occasions, and he just felt he is going to help this woman. Apart from that, almost a week later, she received a contract from government. She, her basis for big work is catering. And she received a contract for more than 3 million rand for 3 months, where she must do all, I can't tell you how many people she's feeding, and must do a lot of work for them, for these people that they want to help. And that wouldn't have come to her if it was not for her, the fact that she proved her steel. And I trust her that she will be able to deliver whatever came her way. And that is, to me, when you show what you are capable of, you can do whatever you put your mind to do. So the challenges are very big, because in my work, I drive between 6,200 and 6,700 kilometers per month. And that is visiting my Mama Africa's, visiting possible people, because everyone is now having a possible Clover Mama Africa. But once you get there, the person is not the right person to appoint. So many people think they are a Clover Mama Africa. Many people have stars in their eyes telling me, I have a dream. But that is not enough. Tomorrow morning, a Mama Africa needs to be able to feed 50 pairs of eyes in front of her, some 240 pairs of eyes. So what are you going to give them? Where are your resources? Where do you get those kind of things? So I think there are a lot of challenges in the fact that do you have the big enough space? Do you have electricity? It's funny enough that recently when we did the SWOT analysis, how many of my Mama Africa said electricity is the big, it's killing their businesses. They need generators. So suddenly what's happening in the outside world is affecting a business of a Clover Mama Africa too. And that was for me so wonderful that they experience these things, but they try to work around it. And I can think of two of them who are already approaching us for generators. They try their best in their own way to fix whatever is a problem before they would come to us. But the same things that's hurting you and me and the general person on the street is also affecting their work and the work that they want to do. So there are lots of challenges. There are challenges to get inside a community. This morning, one of our workers here at the office came with her gown and her slippers and a duke around her hair. And she said they were forbid to come to work, the whole community. And she came. She made as if she was going to visit somebody like that. And that, to me, is commitment. That is dedication. That is someone that actually needs a trophy for coming to her work today. And that is how I find my Clover Mama Africas are. They are from that quality of steel. So they look beyond whatever challenge is on their way, but they will get to what they want to do. And I think that is what I have learned. I'm not going to be staying away from what I'm doing because I've been hurt at a specific community when people throw a stone or grab your stuff. I just see it as, listen, you're not going to keep me away. You're not going to steal my peace. I'm going to do my job. And that is the spirit I have. And I think that is what's pulling me through. And I think there is, to me, actually, in the end, no such thing as a problem. I only see the challenge that I need to handle that. That is my way of thinking.
I can see that is how you keep the mamas motivated.
Yeah, I think they're all motivated. The one day when we finished the course, the one Mama Africa, when I took them back to the guest house, she said to me when she sat next to me in the truck, Prof, today I want the truth. And I thought, now what is this? And I said, Mama, what is it? And she said, where do you get your energy? So that is wonderful. And as I say, it's all from above. It's really, I think God entrusted me with so much things, and he gave me so many skills and a brain and golden hands. So I can't complain. As I've said, I am so fortunate, even though there are challenges and things to overcome in the work. I don't see it. I just see it as, you know, do it. Just do it, Elaine. You need to do it. This challenge, you must finish this. This need, go and see how you can look at it. And I think because I have such a wide network of helpers, it also helps me a lot. So a network is also very important, because in these days when I started this work, and I mean, I'm doing Clover Mama Africa, as I've said, for almost now 24 years. And it is important that when I started, people gave you or the project money very easily. But now it's like you need to give a written report, you need to give them photographs. And that is, to me, the way I like to work, because also because Mama Africa is a trust, all the money goes into the account of Clover Mama Africa and I can't touch it. So it's not like people who are doing these kind of sponsorships and donations and hand it out. They have the money, but when they receive it, they can take up to 42% of that money. With me, I receive my salary, but whatever money comes goes into our account. And Clover Mama Africa is seen to be giving skills, training, and equipment. And that is what we can do, and that is how we use the money. Also, we have two different internal audits. We have an external audit. We have a BEE audit. And those are all the things that make sure that whenever anyone is helping a project like ours, the money is safe and you know where it goes to. It can't go to me buying a new car and buying a house. I don't even see any money. I just approve where it must go to when we give a mama a new oven or a trolley or a sewing table or put mamas on a new course. That is how we are and how I am operating.
Elaine, what have you learned from the many mamas that you have trained?
I have learned, I am firstly grateful for their unconditional love and acceptance. And the trust that they have makes me to work so much harder. I know that they rely on me, and that's helping me and pushing me to become so much more aware of what they need. And, you know, people will phone me and say, will you come and bring the Clover truck? Because they think I have a truck, and if they have furniture or if they have old clothing or whatsoever, I can go and pick it up. So I like the fact that people are trusting me with that as well. Mm. But I have changed in the sense that I think I became a much better person. I became so much more aware of the fellow person next to me and that they might have a need. I have learned to look past the outside of a person. I just know that there's inside the heart, and each and everyone has a problem or problems that doesn't show when they wear their clothes. But the moment when you start talking to them and when you listen to them, then you hear their challenges and the problems that they have. So I think one of the biggest things is that I've learned to listen more. And I think if I may add again, I've learned to pray, because I know that if I see a big need, I just know I have to talk to my leader and see what kind of help can I get. And every time, he never fails me. Help came from so many different places that I sometimes thought, who am I to get this help? How do the people know about me or whatever I'm doing? And then suddenly I can do a training course, or I can do that thing, or gave that mama stuff. Recently, we have held a golf day, and that money was enough to help Mama Africa, the 60th Mama Africa, to help her to make her home a safe place where she was sewing, to give her sewing machine, an overlocker, her sewing tables. We are now fixing her room, helping her with the electricity. And what a wonderful way. And I don't see it as, it's a lovely gift, but it was someone up there that knows I didn't have that money to change that mama's life. And suddenly I have it, or had it, and I could do it. And I'm still busy changing her life. So that is what I have learned whilst working with my Clover Mama Africas.
Elaine, where can listeners learn more about your work and about the Clover Mama Africa project?
I think the best place is to our Clover Mama Africa website. And that is so easy. You go through the Clover website, clover.co.za, or www.clovermamaafrica.co.za. So You will find, if you type Clover Mama Africa and El Mama Africa, the Africa is with a K, it's not with the C. Please, you will find all the information. You will find, if you want to become a Clover Mama Africa, there's a questionnaire. All the information is on our website, information about each and every Mama Africa. And then even if you just go on social media, you will find it on Facebook. They have their own page. And we really try to be very active because the things are happening so quickly. We have an agency helping us to constantly update the information. That is really weekly, sometimes almost daily. So our mamas are so proud because people sometimes contact them directly, especially if a person is, say, for instance, in which area, in a Kalkamas or whatever, and they go and find that Clover Mama Africa and they are from that area, then they can somehow go there and help the person directly. And that is what is so nice about social media too. So Facebook, social media, really the mamas are active there and we are active with all that we post about our Clover Mama Africas and the good work that they are doing.
Right. I will attach a link to your website to this podcast, and then I will also mention the Facebook page in the podcast notes.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. No, and really, it's wonderful to be able to talk to Mama Africa. This is the work I love, Mariette. You know, I'm always thinking that my late sister was very ill. She had liver cancer. And towards the end, you know, we were always talking. She was like, you know, I lost my whole immediate family through cancer. And even my husband also. So it was she who always said to me, you still have work to do. You still have work to do. And at that stage, Mama Africa was still in its beginner shoes. And if I think of, you know, her words, it was wise words spoken. And even now, I still know that there is a lot of work to do. I know yesterday I said to my chief executive, you know, if you look at Mother Teresa, how old she got. So I can also become 98 and still do this work because I think it takes a special person. And when I say special, I'm not bragging that I'm the special. I'm bragging that God has chosen me to do this work. I am a spoiled brat because I am the chosen person to do this wonderful work. And I hope I can make a difference in the lives of the poorest of the poor still for many years to come. I want to do it and I love to do the work.
That is very clear. But before I let you go, may I ask you a fun question?
Yebo, you may.
Which animal, Elaine, would represent the spirit of the Mama Africa project?
I think the lion, because they are so fearful and they go after, they chase something and they get what they chase, and they never give up and they are strong. So it represents a lot of the things that I think that is part of and within my Clover Mama Africas.
Beautiful. Thank you, Elaine, for speaking from the heart and for giving us a peek into, a behind-the-scenes peek into the work you do. For instance, I never knew that it was that rough, you know, and that you got into such dangerous situations. And thank you for turning the world into a better place day by day by day.
No, thank you. It's my privilege. And as I've said, I know I'm chosen and I love to do it. And I still have a lot of work to do. I just want to mention you. One day I was in Khayelitsha and it was long before the days of cell phones. And when I got into the area on my way to the Mama Africa, I saw there were people with tires and stuff on the left-hand side of the road. But I still drove to her and I was just with her when a shot went off. And she said to me, Prof, you better get out of the area quickly. Mm. And I can tell you, Mariette, I got out of there when they was pulling the tires and start to lit the fire, the tires. But I was out there safely. And that to me was my, I think it was my it was a very close encounter for me. But even that didn't deteriorate me to do my work. I think it still motivates me more because I suddenly saw the danger where the mamas are and how they must try to do the good work that they want to do. So thank you for the wonderful opportunity. And if I can make a small difference in anyone's life today or whenever they listen, that will be wonderful. People always ask me, how can I get involved? And I say, just do it. Never think, people first think of a building and they think of a name and they think of money, but you can do it from a very small place and that is your heart. Just do it. You will be surprised at what you can achieve. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
And thank you to you, Elaine. And to our listeners, it was good of you to join us. It would be greatly appreciated if you'd subscribe to this podcast. And if you found this episode inspiring, please share it with someone you care about. Go to my website, www.marietsneeman.co.za, for this episode's podcast notes. And for free articles and podcast episodes on how to live a happier life and have more fulfilling relationships. To follow me on Facebook, just search for Mariette Sneeman, journalist. Calm, Clear and Helpful is compiled, hosted and edited by me, with original music by Mart Marie Sneeman. Catch you next Tuesday at 9:00.